Skagway gets some breathing room to use about $7 million in state grant funds for port improvements. And a Haines committee recommends changes to local bid preferences. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories up next. The state has approved a one-year deadline extension for Skagway's port improvement grant that was awarded 5 years ago. That moves the deadline to June 30th, 2017, for the municipality to use about $7 million in state funds. The grant was originally intended for the Gateway Project, which is now on hold. The Assembly decided to ask for the one-year extension at a meeting last week. The fact that the deadline to use the state funds was looming just 6 months away put stress on the Assembly, especially since they haven't decided how to use the money. It was originally awarded for the Gateway Project, but work on those plans stopped after voters rejected a tidelands lease between Skagway and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The lease rejection led to a stalemate over the municipality working in areas currently under White Pass's control. Here's Mayor Mark Schaefer.
You know, we got three choices: send the money back, redescribe what we want to do with it, or ask for an extension.
Assemblyman Spencer Morgan said Skagway should try to keep those funds for port improvements.
I would hate to see these funds go unused in this community. So let's do whatever we can to try to at least keep some sort of ball rolling.
With the Assembly's blessing, the municipality sent a letter to the state January 8th asking for a one-year extension to the deadline. That same day, the grants administrator wrote back approving the extension. Chad Gubala, the Gateway project manager, called the extension a game changer and said it was astounding to receive such a fast approval. Gubala is meeting with Skagway's mayor and manager this week to come up with a revised approach to using the grant money. A floating dock is one piece of infrastructure municipal officials hope those funds can support. The dock would accommodate larger cruise ships slated to sail in the next couple years. The Assembly voted to send a letter to White Pass asking if the company is willing to cooperate on the dock. Here's Schaefer.
Is there a way we can figure out how to use this money so we get that dock, which we know is important, in Skagway, in place, prior to the arrival of those vessels? And I think it is a valuable question to ask. Again, I'm not optimistic, but, you know.
Schaefer said the Skagway Port Commission is in favor of leveraging the state grant for a floating dock. The majority of public comment at last week's meeting was in support of one of the Port Commission members, Steve Heitz. Heitz has been under scrutiny by the Assembly after some comments he made at a Port Commission meeting that were reported by the Skagway News. Heitz said he talked with Norwegian Cruise Line representatives about the future of Skagway's port. Some Assembly members saw that as inappropriate. A discussion about Heitz was on the meeting agenda, but the Assembly removed it at the start of the meeting because the discussion wasn't in executive session. Schaefer said the borough attorney doesn't think the discussion qualifies for executive session. The Assembly still voted to remove the item from the agenda. Despite that, several residents spoke in Heitz's defense. Here's Port Commission Chair Tim Borsey.
He is a valued member of the Port Commission. He brings a level of knowledge to the table with regard to cruise specific tourism that no one else in this community brings to the table.
The Assembly did not specify whether Commissioner Heitz will come up on another meeting agenda or not. Also at last week's meeting, the Assembly voted to reverse a decision made in November to require borough committees and boards to hold meetings in Assembly chambers. Assembly member Steve Burnham Jr. made that suggestion after attending a clinic board meeting that was packed into the clinic conference room. He said a setup like that is not welcoming to the public. But representatives from the library, museum, and clinic have protested that change. Colette Hissman echoed their sentiment.
We've spent so much money on the beautiful clinic facility that has a wonderful meeting room in there. And the library, we've just done a renovation that has allowed us to have a wonderful meeting place there also. So I say leave it up to the committees where they would like to meet.
Burnham said he still felt like places like the clinic boardroom could be unwelcoming to members of the public, but he agreed to a motion that would let committees and boards meet at their facilities with the condition that they have a backup plan if the facility is too full. That motion passed unanimously. Finally, the Assembly got an update on the direction the pool ad hoc committee wants to take. That committee was formed to come up with a plan for the proposed aquatic wellness center. Assemblymember Morgan is the chair. He said they decided to invite USA Swimming to come to Skagway to consult on the pool and come up with recommendations.
They've done this in other communities, and I think it'll give us a good idea of what we're looking at going forward.
Morgan said the public is encouraged to attend the two-day workshop with USA Swimming. It's scheduled for April 12th and 13th. Currently, Haynes Construction Companies are given local bidder preference on a job there within 3% of the lowest outside bid. The borough's finance committee voted last week to recommend changes to the current system. If adopted by the assembly, the new structure could make local companies a little more competitive. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has more.
The recommendation is a combination of a flat rate and tiered bid system. Committee member Tresham Gregg made the motion to recommend increasing local bidder preference to 7% up to $1 million. Anything over that and no preference would be given to local companies. That means the cheapest bid wins the job, local or not, if the job is over $1 million. Here's committee member Diana Lapham.
But it keeps it simple, and we might really make our local bidders a lot more competitive.
Local contractors submitted a petition to the Assembly back in September asking for a change. The group, which includes 14 companies, asked that the Assembly consider upping the margin from 3 to 5% across the board, like they do in Skagway. After discussion last week, the committee noted that 5% on a multi-million dollar job could result in a significant loss for the borough, so they compromised on 7% up to $1 million. The majority of jobs awarded to local companies in recent years have been under that amount anyway, and the committee determined that the difference between 3 and 5% isn't big enough to garner more local companies on smaller jobs.
But with 7% or maybe even 10%, it would really help a couple of those smaller contracts go to local companies without having to give up too much value of a big project.
That's Gila Stewart, the borough's chief financial officer, who supported the committee's 7% idea. She said most communities in Southeast use a tiered system because it offers a little more flexibility. So local bidder preference is given, but only up to a certain amount. The recommendation will go to the assembly at a future meeting to be determined. The Finance Committee also voted to recommend two budget amendments for the Tourism Department, which will come up at this week's Assembly meeting. The first request was to reappropriate money taken out of the tourism budget and put into economic development. Tourism Director Leslie Ross asked for that $25,000 back, plus $6,000 for training and website work.
Part of my advertising budget, if you compare it to FY15, was cut significantly. And a large portion that was taken out from online marketing and put into economic development, and there was an overall marketing plan that Bill Mandeville had, which is not being done now.
Former Economic Development Director Mandeville resigned last spring, and the position is vacant. Ross said online promotion is likely the most important part of her marketing plan because the majority of travel is booked online, not to mention online travel research and reviews. The second tourism request was for $32,500 for an audit of the borough's online marketing presence. The study would determine how well the current online strategy to lure tourists to Haynes is working.
So what they would be looking at is our search engine words and how we come up on search engines for different things. I mean, not just Haynes, but heli skiing, cruise ships, you know, go through everything that is part of our marketing plan and see where we come up.
Both of the tourism recommendations will be introduced at Tuesday's assembly meeting. In Haynes, I'm Jillian Rogers.
And a quick note, there will be no KHNS local newscast tomorrow evening because we will be broadcasting President Obama's State of the Union address live. Again, no local newscast tomorrow evening. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.